Ken Paxton's lawyers say the Texas House impeachment was deliberately clandestine and resulted in charges that are hopelessly unconstitutional. It's Wednesday, July 26th, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State. The Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Thanks for spending part of your day with the Texas Minute. Book vendors are suing the state so they can continue selling smut to elementary schools. Well, that's not exactly how they're putting it. That story's coming up. But first, a Tarrant County woman is suing 9 doctors and medical practices over allegations of malpractice for performing gender mutilation procedures and hormone treatments on her beginning at the age of 15. Soren Eldaco's lawsuit cites multiple instances of malpractice, including doctors coercing her into believing she was transgender and writing recommendation letters to receive a double mastectomy at the age of 19. According to the lawsuit, Eldaco struggled with her identity at a very young age due to a troubled family life and the early onset of puberty that caused her to dislike her physical appearance. Preying on her mental illness and insecurities, doctors began prescribing cross-sex hormones. The lawsuit seeks to punish the doctors for gross negligence while compensating Eldaco's physical pain, emotional distress, and mental torment. None of the doctors or clinics have responded to requests for comment. The World Library Association has announced it'll be opening in Bee Cave, Texas, as the first direct competitor to the American Library Association. The impetus for an alternative to the ALA comes from Dan Kleinman. He's been chronicling instances of inappropriate content in libraries as a result of ALA policy for more than 15 years. Concerns over the ALA have only increased recently, particularly after the election of a self-described Marxist lesbian president who's advocated for a socialist vision of public libraries. The ALA has also come under fire for giving a virtual presentation on ways librarians can deny parent groups from accessing library meeting spaces as a way to prevent them from reading Brave Books. That's a series from a faith-based children book company that teaches conservative moral principles. According to lawyers representing Attorney General Ken Paxton, the Texas House's impeachment of Paxton was a rushed, politically driven, and, quote, deliberately clandestine process. As a result, the charges against him are unconstitutionally vague, they say. Because of that, Paxton's legal team is asking the Senate to quash the proceedings altogether. The new motion from Paxton's legal team calls on the Texas Senate to either force the House to amend the articles for clarity or to bar the House from proceeding with the prosecution that's scheduled to start on September 5th. The 20 charges brought by 61 Democrats and 60 Republicans against Paxton range from misapplication of public resources, bribery, obstruction of justice, abuse of public trust, and a disregard for official duties. In a separate filing, Paxton's lawyers explained that those 20 articles of impeachment are fatally deficient in constitutionally critical ways. They raise the need for 100 points of clarification from the House, including such things as dates when certain charges are alleged to have taken place, and even what specific crimes they allege were committed. The Texas Minute will be right back.
Did you know you can watch Texas Scorecard on your TV? If you have a Roku or Apple TV device, download the free Texas Scorecard app. There, you can find all the great Texas Scorecard video content, like The Headline, The Luke Messiah Show, Heads Up, and Scorecard documentaries. Download the Texas Scorecard app for free on Roku or Apple TV.
A coalition of book vendors is suing to stop a new state law designed to keep smut out of Texas school libraries. In a federal lawsuit, the vendors claim the new law, quote, forces private businesses to act as instruments of state censorship on controversial topics under threat of retaliation, unquote. In fact, the legislation creates state-level standards designed to keep inappropriate sexual content out of all school libraries and classrooms, placing the burden on vendors to rate and label books they sell based on sexual content. The plaintiffs want the courts to stop the law from taking effect on September 1st. You can check out the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at TexasScorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Brandon Waltons, Aaron Anderson, Emily Medeiros, and Valerie Munoz. The Texas Minute was produced today by Luke Marshall in the 1836 Studios. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.